Hello, fellow Rebel Capitals. Hope you're well. Got some news from everyone's favorite James Bond villain. That's right, Klaus Schwab and Bigglesworth are at it again. Let's get into this article. I'm not sure the website. It is Kate Hahn or something. .com. All right. Well, here we go. Sit down, buckle up. Pour yourself that stiff drink because you're going to need it on this one. World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab announces Great Narrative Project. So I guess he was in, this was from Saturday. So last week he was in Dubai and announced a new globalist initiative called the Great Narrative during a summit in Dubai last week. He says, we are here to develop the great narrative, a story for the future, said Schwab on Thursday, joined by UAE Minister of Cabinet Affairs, Muhammad Abdullah Al-Jargawi. In order to shape the future, you have to first imagine the future. You have to design the future, and then you have to execute it. So that in and of itself sounds benign. But when you peel back the layers of the onion and actually think it through, I think it tells you all you need to know about the central planners and what their overall objectives are. So instead of allowing you to shape your own future, instead of allowing this decentralization of society, where people are free to pursue their own self-interest and the interests of their family, where people, according to Milton Friedman in his book that I've got right back here, people are free to choose. See, the central planners don't see it that way because they believe that you are intellectually inferior to them. They are superior, maybe even genetically superior to you. And therefore, they need to shape the future, and they need you to conform. They need you to obey, because you are just too dumb and stupid to make these decisions for yourself. And if you do that, if we let society run wild, if we let you run loose and make your own decisions, well, that's going to lead to the destruction of the entire planet as we know it. Or it's at least going to take away the power and control they currently have. That's, at the end of the day, when you really peel back all the layers of the onion, that's what we have. This is their end game. This is their approach. This is their world view. So seeing it through that lens, understanding that they believe that they are somehow superior and you, the general public, are inferior. Therefore, they are justified in taking freedom and liberty away from you so they have more power and control and so they can micromanage your life and micromanage society at large and the global economy. You see, if that's the view, let's read this quote again. In order to shape the future, you have to first imagine the future. You notice he's saying the future, not your future. You have to design the future, and then you have to execute it. That is central planning. That is socialist. That is communist Russia 101, right there. You have to design the future. The central planners need to have this game plan, and they need to execute it. But the problem there is they can't let you, the citizen, get in the way of their plan. Therefore, when a crisis comes up, they need to usurp as much power and control. They can't let that crisis go to waste. They need to condition you to obey, because that's the only way that they're going to be able to execute this plan and this design that they themselves have imagined for the future. See, they don't want you to be in the decision-making process when it comes to your future. They want you to delegate that responsibility to them. Here's another quote. People have become much more self-centered. Wow. The irony is not lost on Dr. Evil, is it? And to a certain extent, egoistic. In such a situation, it is more difficult to create compromise because shaping the future, designing the future, usually needs the common will of the people. I think it's interesting that he says usually needs a common will of the people. And why are we taking this centralized approach if the goal is the common will of the people? Why not just use a decentralized approach? Why do we need the global elite to come up with this grand scheme? Why do we need the global elite like Klaus and the Davos types to come up with this vision of the future and to execute their vision of the future if we are submitting to the common will of the people? See how he's contradicting himself here. And so what he's implying is the common will of the people is just what he thinks, what the global elite think the will of the people should be. That's really the bottom line. He goes on to say, I think what we are doing here is very important because you can cooperate if you define the common interest, which we have. You see, it's not the common interests of society in general. Now he's taking it a step further. He's saying, if you define the common interest that we, the global elite, have. You plebs watching this video right now, he doesn't care about the common interests you have or the common interest that you have with the people in your church or the people in your community. That is irrelevant. The only thing that matters is the shared interests of the global elite. And if we show all the politicians that at the end sometimes make short-term compromises is in the long-term interest of every party involved. Really, with the exception of people who want to make their own decisions. See, every party involved here is the global elite and the politicians. So what he's saying is that we need to manipulate them. We need to set up an incentive structure where they are making short-term compromises for the long-term interests of what we see or what we think is appropriate based on our vision for the future. This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for. See, so it's these global elite. They've got this vision for the entire global society and the global economy. And it's up to the politicians to make the short-term compromises, maybe in their ethics, to ensure that long-term, the objectives of the global elite are fulfilled. And then this is from the World Economic Forum's website. The great narrative. So we've gone from the Great Reset agenda, and that's still a thing. For one moment, think they've forgotten about that. But this great narrative is the linchpin of the Great Narrative Initiative, a collaborative effort of the world's leading thinkers to fashion long-term perspectives. So you'll notice, it's a collaborative effort of the world's leading thinkers who they deem are appropriate. It's not a collaborative effort of the plebs and the rubes in society. It's not a collaborative effort of the common man and the common woman, the average Joe and Jane. Absolutely not. It's only a collaborative effort of the world's leading thinkers, and they need to fashion the long-term perspectives and co-create a narrative that can help guide the creation of a more resilient, inclusive, sustainable vision for our collective future. See how they just, it's just the level of arrogance is just jaw-dropping, that they think they are so superior to you and I that they can speak for you as to what your collective future should be. I mean, is it any wonder why when these people do a YouTube video that they get like 1,000 downvotes for every one upvote? I mean, is it any wonder? I mean, are we surprised? I mean, remember, I don't know if you guys saw the, what is it called? The poll that I did on Twitter when I said, who do you trust more? The option number one was who was number two? Oh, that's right. So option number one was Klaus Schwab. Option number two was Anthony Fauci. And option number three was Satan. And 89% of the people chose Satan. Is it any surprise? And by the way, who came in last place? Klaus Schwab. So that, I think, is a joke, obviously, but it really says a lot. And it shows you that people, thank goodness, the average Joe and Jane see right through this BS. They see that Klaus doesn't care about your collective future. He only cares about the collective future of the Davos types, the global elite, and the politicians and the people in the media that are the useful idiots. And this great narrative is really just the next push to try to implement their 2030 game plan, his quote-unquote vision of the future, or however whatever terminology he uses specifically, how they're imagining the future. Let me use his specific words, where you will own nothing, you'll be happy, or you'll own nothing, you'll have no privacy, and life will never be better, or whatever the title of that blog post was. So again, I want to, when we're talking about their blog posts and we're talking about their videos, just keep in mind that they may try to use this smoke and mirrors tactic. They may try to spin it as though, oh, this isn't our objective. No. This is just, we're just throwing this out there. This is just some sort of thought experiment, a trial balloon. Don't let them fool you. If you take everything that they say and put the pieces of the puzzle together, it becomes crystal clear that when they make a video, when they do a blog post, it's not a thought experiment. That's how they imagine the future. That's how they want to design the future. And then according to this quote, they realize that now it's time to execute that vision of what the future should be, including how you should live your life. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. After reading this, after going over this article, hopefully you'll have that sense of urgency that now is the time to definitely stand up and fight for freedom, liberty, and free market capitalism. If you don't do it now, the world is collapsing in on us very quickly, and there is a serious, serious push towards authoritarianism that we cannot ignore. So on that note, again, join me in standing up for free market capitalism, liberty, freedom.